With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel has struck targets in Yemen's capital today.
Israel's launched previous waves of airstrikes in response to the Houthis' firing of missiles and drones at Israel. The Iran-backed Houthis say they're supporting Hamas and the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the European Commission's senior official says she plans to seek sanctions and a partial trade suspension against Israel over the Gaza conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump's emergency order over Washington, D.C., set to expire at midnight because Congress did not extend the order. However, the National Guard and some other federal agencies will continue their deployment, and it's not clear when that might end. There are new charges for the man suspected of killing a young Ukrainian woman in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Justice Department has now charged DeCarlos Brown Jr. with the fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee. The United States Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson, now has announced that Brown now also faces a federal charge of causing death on a mass transportation system.
The charge we are bringing is in Title 18, which is the criminal code. It's Section 1992A7, which is the law that Congress passed really for this situation. Is an act of violence on a mass transportation system.
Ferguson says that people should feel safe on public transit and hinted that more federal action may be in the works. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The jury has been selected for Ryan Ruth, charged with attempting to assassinate Donald Trump last year on a South Florida golf course. Opening statement set for tomorrow in Fort Pierce. Ruth, who is representing himself, has pleaded not guilty to five criminal charges that risk sending him to life. Prison. This is SRN News. The Center for Global Evangelicalism has moved.
According to a report from the World Evangelical Alliance, the Global South is now the place where the movement has the most adherents and is growing the fastest. The Global South is defined as Africa, Asia, and Latin America. In fact, the country with the largest number of evangelical Christians is no longer the U.S., it's China. And how many evangelicals are there on earth? Depending on the definition of the term, perhaps as many as 1 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Hong Kong judge has ruled in favor of a lesbian couple's parental recognition of their son born through in vitro fertilization. The couple underwent the medical procedure in South Africa in 2020 and got married in that country. The child was born in Hong Kong in 2021, but only one of the two women listed as his mother. The decision, another victory for LGBT activists who are pressuring the government to legalize gay marriage. This is SRN News. An NFL player who was ejected for spitting on an opponent has avoided suspension, but is facing a hefty fine.
I've made a promise to them boys, it won't happen again.
Jalen Carter of the Philadelphia Eagles has been fined $57,222 after spitting on Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. The incident took place in the opening moments of last Thursday's NFL season opener in Philadelphia. Carter was ejected from the game.
I don't got nothing to say about it, you know. I'm just trying to make sure the team's straight.
The defending Super Bowl champion Eagles went on to win the game 24-20 after unveiling their second championship banner in a pregame ceremony. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
College football schedule in week three. Big games are number 15 Tennessee at number 6 Georgia, number 18 South Florida at number 5 Miami, and number 16 Texas A&M at number 8 Notre Dame. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.